Star 88.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. We're going to talk about taxes. Now, don't go away. Don't let that scare you. This is good. We want to inform you because some things have changed. Actually, some big things have changed with the tax law. So I have an expert here, a friend of ours. He's part of our Star team and family. Adam Schaefer, he's a CPA that knows what he's talking about. He's with Perkins CPA Group. So, of course, he's a professional. Adam, thank you for taking a couple minutes here with us. What's that big thing that people need to know? What's kind of that overview of tax time and the changes?
The biggest thing I tell people is your tax return will be different this year mm-hmm. because of the tax law changes. The biggest thing that will affect every single person that goes to file a tax return is that the standard deduction has increased. Okay. And what that standard deduction is basically the freebie that the IRS gives everyone who files a tax return. Mm-hmm. And so that has gone up, which is a good thing because that'll okay. reduce your income for the year.
Okay.
And then a couple other good things. The child tax credit for families with small children under 17 has gone up.
Oh.
Previously, you had gotten $1,000
yes.
Per child. Now that has been increased to $2,000 per child, again, under 17 years old at the end of the tax year.
We like good news. So there are some good things mm-hmm. to look at, and we want to make sure we focus on the good news. Now, what's some of the other challenges or the challenge that we need to be aware of?
Sure. So a couple things to be aware of is personal exemptions, which was another type of deduction we had previously. Okay. Those have gone away. And so that's one thing that has changed. So there was a little bit of trading going on when the tax law was getting passed.
Go ahead.
Also, with payroll changes, back in January of 2018, many people had noticed that their net pay and their paychecks had gone up. And what that yes. went up from was a change in the amount of federal tax withholding. And so potentially refund amounts may be a little bit different and possibly even a little bit smaller from what you're used to in previous years because they withheld less throughout the year. And that was a result of new withholding tables that were published for employers.
So that means there was more money in your check.
Right.
Okay. And so when people see that, that's the blessing on this side. But I know things are mm-hmm. different. It's always scary for people, you know, Adam, when things change. You know, I kind of get to that point where I'm like, okay, what's this mean? And how does this affect me? What do you suggest mm-hmm. is the best way to get information to know exactly what this means for people when they're filing their taxes?
The best way to start out is definitely by doing some research online or on your own. You okay. can definitely go to the IRS website. They've actually been very good about updating
good.
That. Okay. That website is irs.gov, of mm-hmm. course. And then some other resources that we have available, Indiana actually has an Indiana Free File program where if your income is below a certain amount,
yes.
you can actually file federal and state tax returns free of charge
nice.
In the state. And so, and they do it with simple question and answer type formats. So it's fairly straightforward. I actually did that when I was back in college. The program has been around for a few years. And so
nice.
That's helpful too.
Well, I know the government has sent that out. They gave us some information about filing online and doing it digital, electronic, because it's easier and simpler. Mm-hmm. So if that's possible, something
yes.
to do. And like you said, on the government website, irs.gov is somewhere to find more information. So Adam, thank you so much for your time. This is very helpful. And I will give you this if you're saying, hey, I'd like to ask Adam a question or maybe he could direct me in the right place. I'll give you that information on my conversations link. You can check that out right now at star883.com. Find out how to contact Adam, or you can now get this Conversations interview. You can listen back to it by just texting the word Conversations to our text number at 260-407-8830.